Hello again, and welcome to the November episode of my Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla. And yes, I'm sharing this message with you from out in the woods, because November 15th, opening day of deer hunting, is one of the legacy pieces that my dad passed on to me. But we can talk about that another time. Today, I want to share with you my thoughts, what I call from the other side of the desk, about my time as the boss and the questions I most often would have liked to ask and discuss with the gang that worked with me. And I'll explain more about why that's important at the end. But one of the first questions is, are you in the work area that is best for you? Now, I got to believe the standard answer would, oh yeah, man, I love what I do. I wouldn't change my job for nothing, boss. But it's kind of the boss's job to share thoughts and ideas about what else. What else might be coming? What else might be possible? So the person has that chance to share their reverse thoughts on what could be happening. Think about it. Another question is, what skills do you have that I don't know about? Most bosses would never know the answer to that question. And so when growth opportunities for the agency, for the business are happening, and they have no idea, bosses have no idea about the hobbies, the interests, the strength, the skills of that person, man, the good opportunities just go by. Another question. What would be tops on your list of new trainings or learnings if you had the opportunity? Too often, most times, when trainings and learnings are offered in an organization, they are very much given or driven from the top down. Did you ever think of what could be the possibilities if they came from the bottom up and the workers had the opportunity to maybe talk about and share what kinds of new learnings and trainings that they would most benefit from? Something to think about. Another fun question would be, what do you look forward to each day? Is it senior coworkers? You know, kind of the new products that might be happening? Just plain conversation? Do bosses ever ask this question of what you look forward to in coming to work every day? Another one. What is your career story? In my time, bosses, I've had the opportunity to tell people my career story because of different speaking engagements and those opportunities. But wouldn't it be nice if the boss asked you about your career story? I know that people are so proud to tell their story. And I think they'd be even prouder if the person most in charge was the one that was asking to hear it. I think that's important. And the last question would be, if you had the magic wand, if you had the magic wand and could do one thing different, what would it be? Many times in organizations and agencies, thousands of dollars get spent on strategic planning people and whatnot, and they come in and they from the outside and give you ideas on how to improve. What if, just what if, one time you assembled all the one things all the workers thought and told you would make the whole place better, work faster, quicker, faster, smarter, whatever? What kind of strategic plan would that look like? The bottom line for this, from the other side of the desk, Inspiring Innovations Learning Moment podcast, is to stress the lost art and value of personal, not just personnel, conversation. Bosses, I believe, want to share and discuss, you know, many simple, straight-up topics, and not always the company status or customer complaints, profit margins, rising costs, all that stuff. They want to talk about regular stuff too. So my recommendation is that no matter which side of the desk you sit on, remember, you're both real people first. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll talk more next month.